Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuarawa, ngā tanahira tuku ingoa. This is your Wātea News. The organiser of iwi COVID checkpoints in the north says moving Christmas makes more sense than opening the border with Auckland. Former MP Hone Hariwira says Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's decision to open up on December 15, by which time 90% of Aucklanders should be fully vaccinated, is about shoring up her polls. He says vaccination rates in Taitokerau aren't high enough to manage the increased risk, and the region should also be at 90%.
We won't get there probably till January the 15th, hence my reason for suggesting that maybe Christmas be deferred till January the 25th, 2022, when chances are we'll be ready. But right now, we're not.
Hone Hariwira expects once the borders are open, there will be a higher level of aggression at the checkpoints, which will still be needed to run spot checks on people's vaccination status. The Tumuaki of Te Runanga Nui o Ngā Kura Kaupapa Māori o Aotearoa says while a handful of schools may have lost teachers because of the vaccine mandate which kicked in this week, his rōpū is steadfast in endorsing the kaupapa. Rāwiri Wright says claims it's an exercise of tino rangatiratanga to reject vaccines doesn't wash because rangatiratanga is about collective rather than individual rights.
There must come a point when the concern for the marea, for the collective, outweighs individual wants or hopes. Te Runanga Nui believes that this is one of those occasions. Everybody has their individual choice, but they need to accept that there are hua or consequences or whatever that go with those choices.
Rāwiri Wright says even though there is a risk of COVID transmission, getting children back into school before the end of the year was good for their overall mental and physical well-being. Uhu Mātau occupation leader Pānya Newton says a new fellowship will give her a chance to process what the protest achieved. Ms. Newton has been selected for the 2022 Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity Program, which is a partnership between the University of Auckland and the University of Melbourne. The Melbourne Hub is one of seven Atlantic Fellows hubs around the world and focuses on Indigenous social equity. The lawyer and young mother says the fellows from both sides of the Tasman are passionate about empowering Indigenous communities.
So I'm really excited to be with like-minded people as I process the last 6 years being involved in this campaign and to look deeper into how we may have contributed to other movements in Aotearoa, or we may have rocked the boat a little bit, but I'm interested in bringing some closure to our kaupapa and really exploring what this kaupapa meant to our nation.
During the foundation year, Pānya Newton intends to create an Indigenous activist resource based on what was learned in the Uhu Mātau campaign. And that is your Wātea News.